Let's go in depth here. The Republican and Democratic state conventions will take place tomorrow, and one of the most high-profile races, obviously, is the seat currently held by Senator Mike Lee. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Ali Isom, who is one of those running for that seat that's now held by Senator Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Let me start by saying congratulations on gathering the 28,000 signatures that were necessary to get on the primary ballot. You did it in only 88 days, and I would imagine had a good opportunity to talk to many out there in communities all over the state. What are they telling you?
You know, it was a great opportunity to reach out to Utahns and hear from everyday folks what matters most. Many have the economy on their mind, understandably. You know, a gallon of gas and a gallon of milk have skyrocketed, and it's impacting Utah's families in a serious and brutal way. A lot of concern about water, and I also hear about affordable housing. So, you know, for me, water is probably the number one federal issue we have to face, and we've got to deal with inflation and monetary policy. But, you know, government's got to adjust dials very carefully. It can have a tremendous and a negative effect if we do the wrong thing.
In one of the interviews, the first interviews you had after securing those 28,000 signatures, you were asked about the way you would vote in Washington, and you said that you predicted you'd vote the same way Mike Lee does probably 97% of the time, but you also say that the Republican Party is at a crossroads and that you would change the tone in Washington. How do you do that?
I think it's one conversation at a time, but you're right. I don't value much. I don't differ much from Mike Lee in terms of values. I don't. He and I see things often much alike. But where I do think there's a problem is in using language that's divisive and dehumanizing, that alienates the other side and marginalizes them. I've got lots of friends with whom I vehemently disagree, but they're still my friend at the end of the day. And we can't make progress until we get back to the table and we start having real policy dialogue. And as long as we're fixated on culture wars and personalities, we're not moving forward. So I am calling for a Republican renaissance, an opportunity for us to focus on the core principles that unite us as Republicans. We have to move forward on those principles. Things like government can't solve all your problems. We believe in fiscal responsibility and accountability. We believe in individual freedom. We think government has overstepped far too much and far too often during the pandemic. And we want to have the opportunity to manage our own lands. We want our lands back. So those are the things that we agree on. And in the Republican Party, those are the things we can have conversations about. Those are the things we can move forward on. And I want us to model a new kind of leadership. So our campaign's not been completely traditional in every way. It's been more of a movement where we want to say we value the way we have a conversation.
Finally, serving as Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Herbert, you mentioned that you got to see Senator Mike Lee up close, see him work up close. What do you think the one thing is that he gets wrong right now?
I don't think he's in touch with everyday Utahns, to be honest. As I'm out, I hear often he doesn't come to our community or he won't help us. I made a commitment when I started this race to walk in all of Utah's 253 cities and towns. And so far, I've been in 120 of them. For me, these conversations with local ranchers and farmers, Main Street business owners, entrepreneurs, local officials, they put a face on Utah's issues for me. They help me understand why they're how things are impacting Utahns every single day in their lives. And I plan to be that effective leadership that's more in touch with what Utah needs and focusing on Utah's priorities and the principles that bring us together.
Ali Isom, good luck in the future. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.